This is a breaking news alert.
Julia Garner has been cast as the female Silver Surfer in the Fantastic Four MCU film. So, yeah. Turns out that the MCU is going to have a female version of the Silver Surfer. Julia Garner, of course, is best known for her role in the show Ozarks on Netflix. Let's see, I think she was also in Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. But yeah, so far, you know, like I said, you know, it was a rumor that they were going to do a female Silver Surfer, and it turns out the rumors are now true. However, obviously fans are pissed off about this, and, you know, I was pretty pissed off about it as well. However, I forgot that, we're in the MCU saga, so, the casting choice does add weight to the idea that the movie might take place in an alternate universe. So therefore, since we're in the multiverse saga, obviously, you know, the Fantastic Four is going to take place in the 1960s. So that means that it's probably going to take place in an alternate reality. Therefore, you're going to have that version of that Silver Surfer in that universe, while in the MCU, like the main timeline, you're going to have, most likely have Norn Rad. So let's not, you know, put her, you know, just, let's all not, you know, get pissed off. You know, let's just all just calm down, you know. Let's not put all, you know, let's not all, you know, just, you know, lash out. Let's all just be calm and see what happens. Remember, we're in a multiverse saga. So, right now, you know, because in the comics, there was an alternate version of Silver Surfer, a female version. Did the comics sell? Probably not. I mean, not a whole lot anyway, but, you know, obviously we're going to see what this version of Silver Surfer is like on the big screen until we, then I guess they're going to do the Norn Rad version of Silver Surfer for the main timeline, because I think that the Fantastic Four is going to find themselves in the main, in a new universe or the main timeline. We don't know how that's going to happen. We don't know if it's going to have something to do with the Watcher, or it might have something to do with the incursion. The eventual successful incursion, or the successful incursion that's going to occur eventually. So remember, Doctor Strange and Clea are trying to fight the incursions or stop the incursions. But I think you're going to have at least one successful one. So I think that's where the Fantastic Four comes in. Unless someone else is going to transport them from their universe to another one. Or maybe that universe is going to be destroyed. So we don't know what's going to happen. But one thing I know for sure, you know, you got the multiverse going on. So different realities. So, but yeah, let's just not, you know, tear down Marvel Studios, you know, because of the decision. Well, at least not yet, anyway. So, like I said, remember, this might be an alternate version, and a variant. And I think the Norn Rad's going to be the main Silver Surfer, which he was in the comic books. Because just like Black Panther, the main Black Panther's a child. The main Spider-Man's Peter Parker. The main Captain America, Steve Rogers. And then for DC, the main Batman is, you know, Bruce Wayne. The main Superman is Clark Kent, you know. So, like I said, I guess they wanted to either test it out, but right now, Marvel Studios is receiving a lot of backlash by this decision. So, hopefully this is a variant and not just the main Silver Surfer, because they have to knock the Fantastic Four. This movie, this has to be knocked. They have to knock this one out of the park. Otherwise, they might not ever rise to former glories. Because ever since Endgame, they've been falling off. You know, you got some movies that were like hit or miss, pretty much. Some successful, some not. You know, back then, the majority were successful. But now, I say almost half of the movies that were done since Endgame are not successful. So, they pretty much fell off, completely off. But, like I said, they have to, like I said, you know, we can't just rely on Deadpool. Deadpool is likely going to be a $1 billion movie. But the Fantastic Four, you're possibly looking at somewhere between $800 to $1 billion. $800 million to $1 billion. So, they have to knock this one out of the park. And the female version of Silver Surfer, I think, is a bad start. But, you know, we'll see what happens. So, but I, like I said, remember, we're in a multiverse, so this could be a variant, you know. But, you know, this decision, let's just say I'm not really excited about this decision. Now, obviously, they're not going to have an origin story. You know, they might have a flashback of how they got their abilities, but I don't think it's going to be I don't think half the movie's going to have an origin story. You know, so. But yeah, it's not going to be an origin story, so therefore, they're not going to. You know, they might, like I said, you know, they might have a few flashbacks, but other than that, you know, I think that's pretty much it. But question is, who's going to be the main villain now? Is it Galactus, or is it going to be Mole Man, or who? So I guess we're going to find out when the trailer comes out. So, but that concludes this breaking news. Feel free to follow us on Instagram. We're available on iTunes, Google Play Music App, Spotify, and, of course, YouTube.